Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, another chance for you to win $1,000 here in the Joe's $1,000 Home Run Cash Contest. $1,000 for you to spend at the ballpark or anywhere else you want. Text the word MELODY. 72881. That's Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, to 72881. You're going to be entered in the contest where you just might win $1,000. Text the word Melody to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Ann and Jordan Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Melody. Text that to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000.
We had a weird one in the NBA last night. We really did. When you look at Atlanta being on the road last night in Philadelphia, down 26, come back and win. And Kawhi Leonard's out for the Clippers. They go in to Utah, and they get a win. So both of them up now 3-2, and just strange. I didn't see the Kawhi Leonard. I thought Kawhi Leonard out.
Done. They were done, the Clippers,
and Paul George, right. And he had a lot of support, but Paul George goes for 37 points. But the big story, and maybe the worst choke job of all, as you just heard in Hollywood's updates,
jeez,
he's accurate, is the 76ers at home building up that lead and giving up 40 points for a team that's supposed to be so good defensively. Give up 40 points in the fourth quarter, get outscored 40-19. Trae Young ended up with 39, and they end up losing. Embiid misses two free throws. Ben Simmons is just awful shooting free throws. 4-14, been terrible the whole series. And then I go, well, wait, it's not the series. He's been terrible all of these playoffs.
22 of 66 free throws since the playoffs started. I mean, that is just – that's a max player in your team. That's supposed to be the second best player on your team at this point. Excuse me.
That's some of the worst free throw shooting.
I
don't know, and I have to look up what Shaq was, and even going way back, Wilt struggled shooting free throws too. But, boy, I'll tell you.
But it doesn't matter, though, because you can't compare Ben Simmons to Shaq. They're not – like, Shaq's 7'3"? And Ben Simmons is supposed to be a point guard.
Yeah, but he is tall. I mean, that was – you were going –
he's 6'10", Ben Simmons. Yeah. I don't think size has anything to do with the fact that one guy plays the guard position, one guy plays a center position. But then you look at the center, Joel Embiid, he went 11-13, missed two big ones at the end, but he could have easily went 13-13 from the line. Ben Simmons just not – he doesn't work on his game. He just goes out there and plays. There's no way he could tell me
–
there's no way a trainer could tell me that this guy during the offseason is shooting 100 free throws a day or 500 jumpers or 1,000 a week. There's just no way. He is just – he hasn't gotten any better.
So let me say that, because I knew you were going to say that he didn't – and I got to believe he works on his three – I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
The ultimate benefit of the doubt.
First of all, shooting free throws – or in any funk, like, you can throw a ball from second base to first base all off season and go, wow, you got it down.
And then when you get back in the game situation. Okay.
You practice golf, and I work on this big loop that comes back in the club, and the pro gets it taken care of. He goes, I think we got it. 4 weeks, $2,000. I think we got it all worked out here, Joe. And going out, and he's got the TV camera. I can see the monitor and go, yeah, it looks a lot better. About three holes in, every bad habit is back. I just think his stuff right now, when he's up there,
you think it's all mental?
I just think he's going, this has got no shot to go in. I hope this goes in. I hope I'm going to catch it. If I can't body catch it. I mean, I've seen it. There's no way that this guy can't be shooting free throws.
I mean, at least 50%.
But
he hits three more free throws. We're talking about a tied game.
The other part of shooting free throws is this one thing to shoot them in practice when nobody around. It's another to shoot them when you're struggling and people are coming back and you're feeling a little pressure. So, I mean, we can come on today and say, well, Ben Simmons needs to work on his free throw and his three-point shooting.
Well, he does.
I think he does. I'm giving him Ben for the doubt.
I think Joe's right. It's got to be more than that than just getting in the gym.
I think anybody can get an empty gym.
I don't think he cares, personally. I don't think he gives a crap.
No.
If you pay a guy $177 million, and maybe he just doesn't care.
He hasn't gotten any better since he's gotten the NBA.
We have seen guys that were not great three-point shooters, Jason Kidd and Magic Johnson, come into mind right off the bat, and they made themselves good three-point shooters by working at it when they got to be pros. But I just think their mental makeup, old-school tough guys that we're going to get better at this, and made themselves better. Ben Simmons.
The way they guard him is the ultimate sign of disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what you do to the last guy that's picked in the pickup game that you know can't play. You stand at, like, the little in the paint or whatever and let the guy shoot. You give him all the daylight in the world to shoot. But it's embarrassing. Back off that far on an NBA player, a max NBA player.
His rookie season, he shot 56% from the free throw line. His second year, 60%. His third year, 62%. And now 61%. That's his 4 years in the NBA. He's averaging 59% of his free throw shooters, 59.7%.
I think we have found out something else that's been around for a long time. You get to the playoffs, scouting reports, and I'm not saying they don't do it in the regular season. It just seems to stand out in the playoffs.
Well, you're playing a team 4 out of 7, seven times possibly.
You have a weakness.
They're going to expose it.
They're going to expose
that.
It right. And make you play. Like, Ben Simmons is shot for free throws. Like, going forward, there's no way this problem can be fixed by today. Ben Simmons shooting 500 free throws, and they going, Ben, don't worry about anything else. We know you can defend and rebound. Just go shoot free throws. Like, that's not going to work once he gets in the game. The demons will be back. Demons will leave for practice. I've seen this thing with guys that lose their confidence catching a football. And they're out, and they're catching, go, look at this, man. He looks like he's got a back. And you go, all right, we'll see when it gets in a game situation if they come back. And a lot of times, guys go from being hand catchers to body catchers. Reason they do that, loss of confidence.
But what a disaster this is for the Philadelphia 76ers that they're the number one seed. Brooklyn now possibly – As hurt as they've been all season long, with Kyrie maybe out for an extended period of time, Harden not at 100%, Kevin Durant obviously playing at a level that's, MVP level at this point. And Philly might lose to Atlanta in this round. Not lose to the Bucks or lose to Brooklyn, but might have a clear shot if Brooklyn was really beat up to get to the finals. This whole experiment with Philly for the last decade of trust the process, draft the players, number one overall pick 3 times or 4 times, and now look, you got a guy that you just paid max money to, a Canada free throw, another guy you paid max money to that had 4 points last night, was a non-factor in the game, Tobias Harris.
He shouldn't get a hall pass.
Right, and he shouldn't. If you're in Philly right now, there are two guys to scream at. Then there's a guy, the other Curry, who came in the game and even kept you in the game.
The other part of this is, and Ron Rothstein says it all the time, so it's not coming from me, your stars need to play like stars in the playoffs, and if they don't.
And you saw it last night. One out of three stars.
That word, that star word is not usable.
Role
when
players.
You're talking about Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is, and I told you this in the morning, I saw it on Twitter, he's a glorified role player, and that's what he is. He is not a star. I wouldn't even consider him a good player. He is a role player at best, and I don't even know what he does well.
He's a defensive stopper, and that's it.
Yeah,
offense.
Because you can't have him on the floor. He's a liability because of how brutal he is offensively.
Well,
so I just don't know what he does well enough that you can leave him on the floor.
Joe, if you're Doc Rivers and you go into this elimination game in Atlanta on the road tomorrow
night. Doc
Rivers
has no answers. He doesn't know what he's doing
either.
But
the whole point is your second best player. You're in the fourth.
Talk about overrated.
You're going into the fourth quarter. It's a 1-point game with 11 minutes left, and they start fouling Ben Simmons then. Like, if I'm Atlanta and it's a close game, I would literally take Ben Simmons out of the game in the fourth quarter.
They're going to continue to do it.
But yes. I would do it starting the fourth quarter. Put like Hollywood said during the break, give me one of those guys off the bench you're not expecting anything for. Get his six fouls in that fourth quarter. Put Simmons on the line every single time.
Let me say this about Doc Rivers, because you're taking shots at Doc, who's lost a lot of playoff games. I get it. I know he's got the NBA championship with Boston. He's got to continue to show confidence in this guy like
of
he
course.
Has. What do you expect he's going to come out
It's going to cost him a series, though.
I mean, listen, Doc knows the guy sucks, but he can't come out and say it.
Well, you got to keep confidence
in
him.
Yeah, of course.
You got to keep putting your arm around him. You don't think he knows the demons have hit Ben Simmons?
Yeah, anyone with eyes knows Ben Simmons can't play the game of basketball.
Because, Ben, it's one thing. You can't make threes. Free throws, bro. Nobody's around. I mean, that's a problem. That's not that far away.
The NBA has a serious issue, by the way, right
now. Why you got a serious
Joe,
issue?
Because, first of all, the playoffs, how many blowouts have we had? How many great playoff games have we had through almost two full rounds
In
now?
The last 2 weeks, we've had all the great playoff games.
Yeah,
in the last 2 weeks.
You've had a couple that stand out, but like there's been blowouts
comebacks?
Everywhere.
You don't think you got, these comebacks are
that
great?
That game last night was borderline unwatchable.
No.
And I had Hawks +7, so I enjoyed it. But
I couldn't stop watching it in the second
you
half.
You like watching that? The free throws and the intentional fouling and stuff?
I was watching
the
team implode.
It's not good basketball. You got the best star, your biggest star in the league, LeBron James, is complaining on social media.
That's because he's not in the playoffs
about
right
when
now.
The season's going to start, about guys getting hurt. Even though he was wrong, they put the numbers out, and he wasn't even correct. About
You think that. We get this rant from LeBron if LA's in the playoffs right now, the Lakers? Not at all.
I mean, probably
they
not.
They lost their out.
Just,
he's worried about
NBA's
Space Jam promotion.
Of,
that's all he cares about.
A little bit of a problem
about.
Right now.
Well, fellas, basketball has got to get their stars healthy. I think we all agree on that. Kawhi Leonard and all these guys being out, and the guys that couldn't play in the playoffs.
Clippers don't need Kawhi, right? They went without him.
Great text, by the way. He's a big Rondo.
He is a big
right.
Rondo.
Well, remember
Except,
how Rondo
but
used
the,
to be
The
guarded.
Only thing, though, I would say the difference is that Rondo has guts when it comes to the playoffs. Like, Rondo steps up. This guy Simmons is just gone.
Rondo will try threes, but
he'll airball him.
By the way,
try
people will leave Rondo open too.
I mean, Simmons, there's just no emotion. There's no passion, nothing. Guys, just
Ben Simmons been in the league 4 years, four complete seasons. How many 3-point attempts do you think he's taken 4 years?
Six.
No, it's a little more than six. That was the second year. He's 5 for 34 in his career.
Wow.
5 for 34 in his career.
That's not. Not good, man. You got to be working.
Why do you
got
to cover that guy outside of 18 feet? Even at 18 feet, you don't need to cover.
They don't. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody. Everybody plays off. Looks like zone defense when he's out in front.
And
they
that's what it should be.
Draw back and help out on somebody else, unless he tries to drive to the basket. We got to go to break here. We a lot more stuff to get to. 305-567-0560. Boy, I'll tell you what. Old Boom Boom Mancini was
fantastic.
Fun, man. Got him going a little bit here today. UFC, had to give him a little credit. Although he's still boxing at his heart. I get that. Hey, I'll tell you what's in the bottom of my heart is South Florida Chevy dealers and how good the products are. The new look, all the SUV family. Our Silverado trucks are fantastic. I want to let you know, we got a whole bunch of new looks. The new Tahoe and Suburban got a brand new look and more space. Those first two things, brand new sporty look fantastic. And more space. Just in time for that summer vacation, I'd say. So go find out. Take a test drive. Fall in love. If you can't get one, order one quickly, man. And I'm going to tell you this. When it comes to midsize SUVs, you are going to fall in love with a Traverse. And if you're going, well, I was going to wait on the Tahoe. Look, instead of waiting on that Tahoe, if they don't have them, go to that Traverse. The midsize SUV, plenty of space for the whole family. And what a great look. It does not feel like a midsize SUV. It really doesn't. Wait until you sit in the back seat. Wait until you go for a ride in that bad boy. And then, of course, got our Trailblazers, our Equinox. Boy, we got all kinds of great-looking SUVs if you like them a little bit smaller. And plenty of space. South Florida Chevy dealers, you know, when it comes to really figuring out and calling something the best overall product you've ever had, along with all those beautiful Silverado trucks to fit your lifestyle perfectly, whether you need a family working truck or a full-time working truck these days, boy, it's hard to beat those strong, durable Silverado trucks. But I do want to say this. When it comes to safety, more space, a great price, and a great look, Bam! South Florida Chevy dealers got it all for you. No excuses, folks. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, we got convenient locations everywhere. Great prices, friendly people that want you to come by, take a test drive, and sit down and get a great deal because you will fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, I know we talk a lot about Tua, and boy, they are just beating the hell out of it on ESPN
good
this morning.
God.
Jeff Darlington probably thought, are you sure you want this story again? He was actually pretty good throwing the ball yesterday. No. Let's get back and talk about that first practice. We got some time to kill here today with these mini camps wrapping up. All right, the other story with the Dolphins, going to be a really interesting one, is Xavien Howard. His agent, David Cantor, who he hired, not happy with the other guy and the contract apparently that he signed, and what might happen. So we had Omar on earlier, and he said he could come back because of the $12 million guaranteed and just be really unhappy. And I always though, you know what?
You want to have that guy in camp?
I don't know if they want that guy. That
right.
guy that
– Who if, just is pissed off all
he,
the time.
If he is salty – and doesn't want to hear what anybody has to say. And
I mean, if he's salty, if he comes back on the money that he's making, he's gonna be salty every day.
Yeah,
there's no way he's gonna be in a good mood.
He's not gonna be. It will be real hard. I just think they either have to give him more money or they gotta trade him.
Right. God, I can't believe we're in this situation with Xavien Howard right now. I can't. I really just can't because of A, the season he had, and he's the best player on this team, and you wouldn't think this would happen. But Omar's kind of right. And we talked about it also. The Dolphins kind of put themselves in this position by giving the guy across the field that he's teammates with more money, more guaranteed, more everything. And I know it's only a year and a half or 2 years after they gave him that deal. But
let me say this. So now we're going to start. So somehow it ends up now it's like you take a half a shot or a full shot of Byron Jones, not you, people in general,
right,
that are supporting everything. Like, look, man, we needed and – Brian Flores said, listen, for my defense to work, I need two cover corners so I can blitz and do all these creative things and I don't have to worry. And I always got to give my two corners a bunch of support. I need to do it. So now the price for the top free agent corner from the Cowboys, the price goes up. Everything was going up in price. And so, yeah, it was more. Now, should they have known that, first of all, I don't think anybody thought X-Man was going to have 10 picks.
No,
that would
be
first.
Awesome season.
I know we've had, because both Armando and Omar both said this, like they should have known this is on the Dolphins. And Look, we can blame them for a lot of stuff. I can't blame them. Their defense worked because of the two cover corners. That's why it works. It works. The reason we had so many takeaways is because of what they did and who they were able to get. So now you got a guy. I really think they're surprised. I think they thought he'd be fine for at least this year with the guaranteed money and the money he got up front. And guys don't think about that. He doesn't care. Like, hey, you gave me that money in 2019, 2020. And I know this is going to be brought up. Well, yeah, 2019, you pretty much got paid for doing nothing. You were injured. They shut it down so you could get healthy and you didn't have to play. Well, he's like, well, you did that. I'm not, you know.
Well, there's no loyalty in any of this.
And so that's the other thing is because the guys will say, yeah, well, guess what? If X-Man didn't play well and he didn't have guaranteed money, you get rid of him like right. You have a bunch of other guys. So I get both sides of it. I do. The question is, I just don't think of the three things that can happen, he can suck it up and come back, get a new contract, or sit out and ask for a trade. That I just don't see that work out with today's athletes where he comes back and he's pissed off and goes, I'm just going to show you how good I am.
Right.
I'm going to do it again and force you to get me a new contract now, next year.
You said it, Joe. There's two ways. You're either making a left turn or a right turn. The left turn is giving him $3 million or whatever more it was that Omar said to make him probably happy and put him on the same page with Byron Jones so he doesn't have to sulk in the locker room. Or you go right. And at that point, you look for a trade. And you try to get rid of him and not get enough for him, but you're going to get that guy out of your locker room that probably is not going to be a great guy to have around that locker room if he's salty.
And
which
then,
is insane to think of after last season.
And at that point, you go, all right, we got to start McCourty or Igbinoghene.
Right.
And are we willing to do that with the style of defense? Because we got to change it. We're going to have to help out, give some help. Because the X-Man was really good last year. I mean, there is no denying what he was able to do overall. I mean, my God. 10 picks in a season. Anyway, what do we got coming in?
All right, 305-567-0560. Let's see. What were the Dolphins supposed to do? Not sign Byron Jones. No, I get that. But they kind of, you know, without knowing that they were putting themselves in that position. They
yeah, but
themselves
like those
position.
Guys keep saying that. I'm like, what? Quit saying that. Like, we got this guy, and I understand he only had 2 picks, which we shouldn't be surprised. You can look it up in the stat sheet. He hasn't had a lot of interceptions with the Cowboys. You know the style of play. You know he covers well, doesn't come down with the ball enough, but you had to pay to get the guy you wanted. If that's the guy you're going to spend, and that's where you spent most of your money,
right.
He was number one. Together, those guys were really good last year.
Someone said, Joe, the NFL cannot become the NBA with player empowerment like this. It'll be bad. Well, it's there. It's here. It's not changing at this point. We see it happening in Green Bay right now. We see it happening with other quarterbacks. We see it happening with good players around the league.
They all have to.
You don't want to pay me? I'm leaving.
They have to make a decision here because it's only going to get worse with X-Man. I mean, he's shown his cards by not right. showing up to minicamp. So.
Well, the texts are coming in, just screw X, let him sit out. What else can he do? Crying for more money, but he's about to lose $300,000 for no show. I think it's 93, right?
93 total.
93
yeah.
is the total.
93,000, yeah. Which, by the way, is not chump change. But he's got $12 million guaranteed. And so does the team take a chance and go, he ain't going to be happy, but we can force his ass in here
right.
on that guarantee.
Something that bodes well for the Dolphins in negotiations with X-Man is if they want to retain him long-term along with getting paid this year, it's in his best interest to really have his contract kicking in 2022 when the salary cap is significantly increased. I think the Dolphins will throw him a one-year bone to show up this year, give all he's got, and then give him that fat daddy contract next year. It's from Vento. I guess it's one way to do it, but
that's not going to happen.
I don't, yeah.
Listen, he's got – nobody wants to talk about it. He's got bad knees.
Right.
He's had a few scopes. I believe he's had 2, if I'm not mistaken. Not a doctor.
Getting older,
here,
too, right.
So
no freaking way, this guy says, Joey just got a new contract with $34 million guaranteed. Trade his ass to Green Bay along with picks for Rodgers. Tired of these divas. Who could be mad at $12 million a year? That's amazing.
the top corner.
Put it like that.
One of the top 3 or 4 corners in football.
Right.
I don't want to say top, but wherever you want to rank him. Off his stats, he was top. He wants to get paid. It'll be interesting to see the team. Team's got to say something because it's coming soon. If soon as they say, soon as the team says, I'm guessing, we're gonna just you're gonna have to make a decision. We owe you $12 million guaranteed.
Becoming a player, you want out.
We love him to death. Want him to be here. Right. He's got $12 million guaranteed. They're probably breaking down how much that is per game during the 17 games. You know, you are such a big part of it. We love you. Maybe we'll look at it after this year, but we're going to ask you to come back and play. We're not redoing your contract. And I'm guessing as soon as that is said, within 24 hours, it comes back through his agent. He wants to be traded.
Someone said with the X-Man holdout, maybe Omar, now that he's back, can find another cornerback in the parks.
One of the parks down. Right. You think he goes to a Dade Park or Broward Park to find another
Probably corner? Not bad to go to either one. You're probably going to find a good athlete in Dade or Broward County. Either one.
I will tell you this, too. If Igbinoghene doesn't look like he's going to be a frontline corner,
gosh,
I can tell you what the Miami Dolphins will do with their first overall pick a year out. If
another
X-Man,
defensive back, right? A cornerback.
Take a corner.
Right.
Look for the best corner in that draft that's available wherever they're picking.
Fingers crossed that the 49ers have a bad season. That's your first round pick next year.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We'll come back. 305-567-0560. Give us your thoughts on you're the GM, head coach, maybe even going even above that a little bit. Maybe
That was a text that just came in.
Ask for a little guidance from – from Big Daddy,
mm-hmm.
And Big Daddy spends money, what he might do, mm-hmm. and look at the cap.
As you said that, a text came in. It said, can't you know who? The big boss, Stephen Ross, override the front office if really wants to keep Xavier around. It said, give him the money and let's just do it.
So he won't get involved in decisions because mm-hmm. he one thing about this guy, Stephen Ross does not – he lets his guys that he hires, and it pays a lot of money to make decisions – but there's fan in him that feels strongly right. about guys we're picking. I do know this. Like, he's always got a favorite quarterback, which is not necessarily the one the Dolphins take.
Mm-hmm.
I know things like that happen. He's got a guy, the fan. But at the end of the day, he says, you take
who you think is best for this team.
You're running it. Yeah. Like, I got guys who run parts of my construction and development and things. You do this, and you know a lot more than I do. I'm just a fan. But don't ever let money get in the way.
Right, right.
All right, maybe.
Not with him.
I just kind of made that last
I
point.
Like
don't
that
let
part.
Money
no,
get
good.
In the way.
Good.
Sounded good, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll take a quick break. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is amazing to sit here and try to figure out what somebody's going to do coming off a great year. I saw this coming a few months ago when he made that decision to get a new agent. And you're like, new agent? X-Man, you just got a 5-year contract, new agent. And then I saw the name, David Cantor, and I went, ooh, David will play hardball here now.
He'll, you hear what Omar said, he's a bulldog.
He'll get rolling pretty good. Right. So
I just can't believe the situation they're in.
Well, and he's such a good player.
Right, that's the problem.
Such a good player and such an important player for the way we run our defense, which was heavy blitzing. And really, in a lot of cases, putting our defensive backs in a lot of one-on-one situations. And sometimes nobody in the middle of the field, they were on their own. There were a lot of times there was no safety that could kind of freelance back there and help them out. So they're special guys, by the way. And whatever you say, The other guy's pretty good too, Byron Jones. Not in the class of X-Man, but was a real nice pickup for what he did. And I know he got a lot of money, and you go, money? Talking about stats. He only had two picks, Joe. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but look how good the defense was. The defense was good. It's now based on those two guys.
Led the league in takeaways.
Right.
That's a big stat.
Huge stat. The biggest on defense.
And because, like, defensively, we gave up yards. We got a little stingy in the red zone, but we gave up yards, which means your numbers overall for overall defense going to go down. But the most important thing is keeping people out of the end zone, making them kick field goals, or getting takeaways.
Right.
And we were really good at that. Really, really good. Best stat we had on this football team, by the way. By far, takeaways was it. Kept overall points per game defensively down. So it was a good stat. Anyway, what do we got coming in?
All right, 305-567-0560. Someone's got the perfect explanation for all this, Joe. Trade X-Man to Denver and bring back Surtain Jr. There it is.
I'm guessing they took the second overall defensive back in the draft. They're not giving him up.
Yeah. He's going to be on a nice contract for about 4 years.
Yeah, he's going to be, if he's really good, he's going to be on a friendly rookie contract for a while. And if he gets a little stubborn on him, they got him for a fifth year for a lot more money, but they have him under contract.
Right. 5 years, basically.
By the way, the whole thing with Tua, with X-Man, if you like him and you do trade for him, by the way, no matter where he goes, he wants more money.
Right.
Well, if I'm going to make $12 million with you, I'm not going to go. I'll just stay where I am.
Right. What can any team do in a situation like this one with X-Man? It always amazes me that after a player's one standout year, they want more money or they won't show up to work. What about these guys that signed monster deals and then suck? Suck it up when the ink hits the paper. Can owners take the money back? Of course not. $12 million a year, poor guy. Well, they can cut a guy.
Well, that's what they've done.
Right. Look at Van Noy and these guys.
Just go no further than Kyle Van Noy.
Van Noy's playing for half of what he would have made
if
he would have stayed here on the contract.
And he is going to be one motivated. He's already asked the team, can I be team captain by myself when we play the Dolphins?
Right. And it's going to
I don't want anybody else out there, just me.
He'll be the only one out there, right. Here we go. When it counted, X-Man got torched by the Bills.
Well, listen, the whole team.
I mean, the whole team played like bleep.
But Nick Needham is out there making plays and out there. And I go, you know, we haven't talked a lot about Nick Needham. And I go, yeah, everybody's going to remember Nick Needham's worst game was Buffalo, where I think his name was on a lot of those touchdowns that happened in Buffalo. You know, we were up in that game 3-0 after one quarter.
That's weird.
The last three quarters were an ass
whooping. What was the final score? I mean, my goodness. You're up 3-0, and look what happened.
Nobody gets a hall pass. Everybody was bad in that game.
One thing we're all forgetting is when they signed Jones, X was coming off multiple injuries, and we weren't even sure he'd come back 100%. Either pay him or trade him. Both suck, but those are your options. Pay him or trade him.
That's it. We agree. We're not disagreeing with that.
No.
I don't think he's like, you got $12 million. You're going to stay here. You're playing. You're going to like it.
It stinks. Hey, Joe.
Seems like he's quiet again today, Coach.
Right.
X-Man, do you understand? X-Man, are you paying attention? Yeah. You don't want to go.
He's just sulking in the back. He's pissed.
Not happy.
On X-Man, either way you look at it, he signed a contract. Honor your word and perform this year. Then it's up to the Dolphins to come up with a new contract or other terms next season or other terms or other teams will offer.
The chances of him having close.
He has 10 picks again.
In the season.
You give him $10 million extra. I mean, at that point.
If you were telling me right now, and I could get X-Man for 6 picks next year.
Right.
That's a Pro Bowl year.
Yeah. Someone said, so X had a contract, huh? What about Van Noy? He had one, too. Yeah. We just said that.
Yeah. No, that's the other side of it, and that's like he's going, yeah, after this guaranteed money, you guys are going to go, now I'm too expensive unless I have a real good year.
Right.
But said, if not, you're gone.
Said Finn's already failed by trading Minka when he got disgruntled. They already set the precedent. I mean, they got rid of those two guys when it was Minka and Laramie Tunsil.
By the way, when I'm all said and done and look back at all the years at doing the games.
Is that one of the most things that pissed you off the most?
The Minka Fitzpatrick one. I was really disappointed, first of all, with him because he just looked and listening to Nick Saban, oh, he's the best guy I've ever had, one of my favorite. He can play here. He can play there. It'll be perfect. And to hear him go, no, that coming up on support thing, I don't like that. That's not, you know, I'm fine with the slot. What I did, and by the way, did it real well as a rookie. I mean, we forgot he did the slot stuff.
Right.
He very seldom played deep. We were using him as slot, and he was really good. He grayed out one of the highest, if not the highest in football in the slot. And then he got to play the way he wanted. And, of course, he goes on and has an all-pro year or two.
Chris Greer, Jr.
So that one hurt, though, man.
Of course it does. I know it hurts you. Trade X and Tua, throwing a 1 and a 2 next season, and bring Watson to Miami. Book it. You got to worry about this guy could play this year, though. Can't trade Tua with not knowing if you're going to quarterback.
That's the other quiet story that's going on. I'm glad that text brought that up, is they've come out and said they're going to make a decision before camp on what they're going to do with Deshaun Watson. Now, that could also mean we're just going to hold on to him.
Right. Sit him in the background and just stay away from the team.
See if the league helps us and suspends him or something so we don't have to pay him.
I mean, they can't ask the office to put him on the exempt list, right? Because of all the situations. Like, they can't call up the office and say, Raj,
you know. The NFL got it. They got their own. They're not listening to what the Texans. They're doing their own investigation on what they're going to do. But I don't know. Everybody keeps telling me he might settle with everybody. It doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like he's going to do it.
And this is one I figured would come up multiple times today and hasn't. We also forget that he embarrassed himself in the organization with a domestic violence situation. The Dolphins still made him the highest paid cornerback when he signed the contract.
Yeah.
I figured that might come up more. And it didn't.
He did have that a couple years ago.
They still gave him the big deal. Not even worried about it. X-Man, more like F, man. Get back to work already. Okay, good. Yeah, sure. He'll just go back. I mean, that's what you're going to get, right? If he comes to camp, you're going to get a salty X-Man?
If they can control it, listen, if anybody's – Coach Flo will, I'm guessing, get face-to-face with him because it sounds like – looks like they have great respect for each other till the money thing kicks in. Wow. See how that goes. Anyway, hey, want to thank everybody for being with us today. A lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of stuff going on right now. Hey, we had such a good time. We're going to do it again with you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.